Hi everybody, it is Brian Dalton recording on Saturday 26th of July. Thanks so much for all your good reaction on my last audio boo when I spoke about Rachel and Luke being born and my thoughts around that. A lot has changed since then, thankfully. They came home from hospital on the 11th of July, so they're home 2 weeks and one day now. And both doing really well, I have to say. They're thriving. They're weights have gone up considerable. Luke went from 4.2 to 5.5 when he was weighed in last Thursday. And Rachel isn't far behind. She went from 3.14 up to 5.2. So they're doing well. They're taking their feeds and they're putting on their weight, which is very, very important. When we came home first, we did have some help to establish routines for feeds and also to allow us to get some sleep as well. My mum gave us an awful lot of help. I don't know if she'll ever get to hear this, but if she does, thanks for the help that she gave us, mum, to get everything up and running. She stayed over quite a few nights again to allow us to sleep and also to help us with feeding technique and also to try and get a routine in place where both Rachel and Luke weren't waking up at the same time, where we would have an hour to a half an hour between each one, because when you have two of them together, you can't give them your full attention. So we wanted to get a situation in place that when we were feeding Luke, that our attention was on him, and when we were feeding Rachel, that the attention was on her. So we're getting to grips with that at the moment. Thursday night, we did it alone. We stayed here on our own, just Susie, I, Rachel and Luke, and it went well. Feeds went well, they settled back down well, and we did get some sleep in between the different feeds, so that worked well. And tonight we're on our own as well, and Sunday night, and my mum's going to come back tomorrow in the daytime again to allow us to get some sleep, and in case we need any, you know, we need to improve feeding technique and that sort of stuff. So gradually over time, I guess the level of support that we will require will decrease and we will be more confident as time goes by. I definitely feel a lot happier now than I did 2 weeks ago. I'm still quite nervous from time to time, especially winding them, but I do feel a lot more comfortable than I did. The public health nurse that we got was also very influential in showing me various techniques to use. When I took either one of them in my arms, I had trouble transferring them up to my shoulder so I could wind them. So she showed me a technique where basically you just catch them under their arms, lift them up onto your shoulder, put one of your hands under their bum to support their weight, their head is supported on your shoulder, and then you use the other hand to tap them on the back to release their wind. And I can tell you, Luke has no problem releasing his wind from either end. But that was really useful because Rachel was difficult to wind. So that's definitely helped things. What else can I tell you? The Disabled Parents Network that I spoke about on the last audio boo is definitely going to happen. I had a call from a good friend of mine who has arthrogryposis and has a 3-year-old son who doesn't have a disability, but she's definitely interested in kicking the network off, and she means business when she says she'll do something. So watch this space, it's definitely going to happen. We do have some lovely memories of Luke and Rachel over the last 2 weeks as well. We put the two of them together on the sofa the other night because they haven't had much time together since they've come home. They sleep in separate baskets on either side of our bed, and then they're in separate carry cots in the same pram. But we put the two of them together on Wednesday night, and Luke is a typical bloke, wakes for his food, goes back to sleep, so relaxed. He was lying on the couch with his hands behind his head, and Rachel comes along and smacks him in the face and tries to stick her fingers up his nose. So that was good. She's definitely going to be the boss. When she wants her grub and wakes up, she wants it now. And the whole world will know. And in the next audio boo, you'll get to meet Rachel and Luke, and I'll show you how you will know, and I will show you how laid back and how placid Luke is. But I definitely do think that Rachel is going to be the one in charge, and she's going to be the boss. We also registered their birth while we were off, so we went into the registration office in town and collected their birth certs, which was brilliant. Really nice feeling to have that. And the staff in there again were very helpful to us, so we got that done. And I suppose one of the things that made me realise how lucky we are is that we met a couple who recognised us from the Rotunda Hospital in the NICU unit. And their baby was born at 24 weeks, 16 weeks early, and is now only 31 weeks old in terms of pregnancy. He's 7 weeks old, but 31 weeks in terms of pregnancy. And they won't be able to bring their baby home until September, October. So it really did ring home to us how lucky we really are, in terms that Rachel and Luke were only really a week and a half in hospital before they could come home. And the reason that they came home was because their feeding was consistent. They were taking regular feeds and regular amounts, so they allowed us to bring them home. But it did really ring true to us how lucky we are. But registering their birth was a nice memory, and I'm glad that we got that done. The weather has been brilliant since I've been off. It's been really balmy, summery and sunshine. Yesterday, in fact, we had to move them from the living room into the kitchen because it was 26 degrees and I had a fear that they were going to melt. But they were fine. But in the evening times, it meant that we could take them outside into the back garden to feed them because it was so balmy, which was great to be able to do as well. So I head back to work on Monday for the first time in the best part of 3 weeks. It'll be strange going back to work, but I suppose that's going to be another step in our routine as well. Susie will have her routine here during the day. She'll have her family support worker coming in to help her for about an hour and a half so she can feed the children and wash bottles. And I can tell you, they produce a lot of bottles. I was washing them the other day and I think there was about 14 bottles to be washed. But the family support worker can do all that. I have my assistant then, who works when I come in from work with me. So she'll work from 5 until 9:30 every evening, Monday to Friday, when I come in, so I can take over. And then I've got an assistant on a Saturday as well from 9 until 5, which allows me to get things done and give Susie a breather in the evening time and on a Saturday. So that's about it for now. As I say, in the next boo, you will meet Rachel and Luke, and watch this space. Thanks for listening, and talk to you all soon.